Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Kaya Biz with Kokoletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM
95.9. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, Afropolitans. As we know, following the President's address just over a few weeks ago, giving us an update in terms of where we are regarding South Africa's level lockdown, level 3, and an update in terms of vaccines, which we understand is a clear mandate that the government wants to fulfill within this year. We saw yesterday that National Treasury had highlighted that they are looking at options, specifically, potentially, increasing taxes in order to fund this rollout of vaccines. As we know, this is a health issue which has significant economic ramifications, and there are growing concerns in terms of understanding the clarity of just exactly how this will work and operate and impact South Africa's fiscus in the months to come. To help us understand more about this particular story and focusing on the numbers for this particular conversation, we're joined by Director of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at Rhodes University, Professor Nhlanhla Mbatha. Professor Mbatha, a great pleasure to have you with us on Kaya Biz. Very good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Mrs. Kuku. Good evening, Kuku, and your listeners. Thanks for inviting me.
Indeed. Thank you so much for your time and making the effort to share some of the details with us in terms of the numbers. I think the first starting point is the fact that it's quite clear that there will be an economic impact or ramifications that will be felt regarding the rollout of the vaccine. Give us an understanding, firstly, of your view on this and what the government has already highlighted it plans to do in terms of the rollout of the vaccine.
So government has just indicated, the ministry has indicated that the plan is to vaccinate at least 1.5 million people starting from the second quarter. So 1.5 million people, we've got estimates from various prices that have come from different manufacturers of the vaccine, including Pfizer and Moderna, which are the most expensive of the lot. But Pfizer is also offering a developing country a discount, a WHO discount at around $10, which works out to around about $20 per patient. So there is a price for a dose as well as a price for a patient. So getting the dose into the body of a patient would take some administrative costs, obviously, transporting the doses to various points or hospitals where people would be receiving the doses, that translates into costs. So ultimately, the cost would be around 280 per patient for the discounted rate at the WHO for the Pfizer. But there are also other alternatives, for example, the Russian vaccine as well as the Indian vaccine, which are coming at even lower prices, at 210 per patient for the Russian vaccine, and Indian vaccine coming at around 76 rands per patient. But there could also be discounts that have been received by the South African government from these other manufacturers, the Russian as well as the Indian, that I'm not yet aware of, which could still make this vaccination even more affordable. I mean, I've heard the figure of around about 20 billion rands being thrown about, but that, for me, my understanding, what that was specifically for logistics, for distributing the vaccine,
yes,
to various hospitals or centers where you would be administered. So that is essentially the plan and how much it would cost. I mean, for 1.5 million people, looking at 210 per patient, we're looking at costs of around about 420 billion. For 1.5 million, we're looking at around about 113 billion. But if we're looking at 5.5 million people, that's when we'd be looking at 420. So initially, the estimates of people that were going to be vaccinated was 4.5. That's why I put that figure of 420 there. But the revised estimate for the most sort of like most prioritized people of 1.5 million people, it would be cheaper for starting at in the second quarter at about 113 billion rands.
I'm glad you've helped us with some maths there. If I can jump in terms of understanding, the 5.5 million would be 10% of the population, and looking at the numbers and the various options, it easily goes into the billions or the trillions of rands. And I'm quite keen, given that you view these numbers in terms of what we've heard from National Treasury, it does seem as though South Africa has no other option but to find this money. How do you see this impacting the public purse, not only from the figures that have been quoted being that 20 billion, but any further ramifications that we might not be able to manage, given that health is already one of the big spend items on National Treasury's budget?
Yeah, so, I mean, my view is that at this point, we should not sort of be alarmed about where are we going to find the money, what the ramifications are going to be around the fiscus. We have to do this. When we look at the direct monetary cost of doing nothing compared to actually doing the vaccination, the cost-benefit analysis is in favor of going the vaccination route. So either way, there's going to be a big ramification around the public purse. So either way, and the ramification is going to be even more dire if we do nothing. So the direct monetary cost of actually doing nothing would be almost three times getting people vaccinated. I mean, the problems that we're still going to face are around the fact that we might have to borrow for this to get this money, and we will be running into huge budget deficit problems. Our interest servicing our debt is going to be very high. Our debt to GDP is going to rise. So we are, either way, whether we vaccinate or we don't vaccinate, but vaccinating seems to me to be the better of the two evils.
Quite glad that you mentioned that, because there has been a lot of concern from much of the South African public as to whether this is an option we should explore. I'm keen to also understand, South Africa is not just an economy that serves itself. We are known to be a key player and big brother to the SADC region. What's our moral obligation to the continent and even some of our neighboring countries in order to support them and assist them with their specific strategy of rolling out a vaccine?
Yeah, so we are intertwined with especially SADC countries. We've just seen the launch of the Continental Africa Trade Agreement. So morally, from the AU perspective, we've declared that we want to work together with other African countries, and there is no way that we can vaccinate ourselves in a vacuum. Basically do what the other European countries have done, or the developed countries have done, which is quite illogical, in a sense that we are connected economically. Say, for example, in South Africa, we've got movements of people in and out of the country, given our porous borders. So just from a practical point of view, we cannot just not focus on SADC countries in the distribution and administration of the vaccine. Economically as well, we are connected to these countries. Many of our South African businesses are operating in many African countries, including countries like Kenya and Ghana. So I think what the problem is really is around the debate of whether or not we should include the private sector in assisting government in distributing and administering administration of the vaccine. My sense would be that the state itself, South African government, does not have the capacity to deal with the South African logistics required to get this thing right. So to get on board the private sector would be a wise decision. And then when we talk about having to assist our neighboring countries, definitely we would have to involve the business sector, given that they already have got a footprint in many of these African countries. And if the government had partnered with the private sector, it would be easier using that footprint and those networks to ensure that as much as we can, we get some of this vaccine out into the other countries that we are obliged morally and practically intertwined with to have them vaccinated.
Professor,
I think with the critical workers.
Indeed. Professor Mbatha, to wrap up with, I'm keen to get your perspective on the adequate management of governance and proper financial controls. Once bitten, twice shy is the saying. And I think for many South Africans, we look at the rollout of PPE and the fraudulent claims that came forward. There's a lot of anxiety as to how we'll ensure that there is no corruption within the rollout and the funding of this vaccine program. How do you see, or what recommendations can you share in terms of how best we need to manage that?
Yeah, so unfortunately, like many other South Africans, we are aware that with the chronic nature of corruption and patronage in not just in South Africa, but many of our African sister countries, there will be leakages. There will be people sort of like standing by, waiting to benefit through corrupt channels when this vaccination process is being rolled out. I mean, the best that we can do is to limit the extent to which these leakages are going to unfold. I mean, we have to strengthen the rule of the law. We have to ensure that the people who are found previously to have broken the rules and that there's punishment. People go to jail. It is send a clear picture of what the results of having participated in corrupt activities would be. But to an extent, when we eradicate the problem altogether, I don't think that would be possible, given just the chronic nature for the years in which, when we deal with the public sector, we know that at some point there will be people waiting in the wings to participate in corrupt activities, and that actually gives more reason why we should, to a some degree, allow the private sector to participate, use its own channels. I mean, my proposal would be that we could even give the private sector, say, 25% of the doses that we receive, at even double the price or four times the price, and have the private sector cross-subsidize our acquisition for the public sector. So in that way, government still manages to vaccinate as many people as possible, and the costs are reduced,
sure.
As well as the channels for corruption are reduced. But to say that we can completely eliminate them would not be, I don't think that would be realistic.
Oh, it's a harsh reality we face, but rather deal with the reality on the ground in order to understand how operations need to unfold going forward. Professor Nhlanhla Mbatha is the director of the Institute of Social and Economic Research at Rhodes University, giving us an update into the numbers of just exactly what the detail of the vaccine rollout plan share with us at the moment.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.